Good morning, everyone. I'm going to read for a few minutes from our most recent book, Self and Samadhi. To attain even the permission to perform yoga, one must have the grace of Lord Ganesha and the grace of Lord Murugan. Lord Murugan is the god of the Kundalini, of the advanced yogic practices. Unfoldment all happens within the Kundalini and the chakras within our subtle bodies. Once a profound relationship is developed with Lord Murugan, then, with the Guru's permission and guidance, true yoga may commence. Otherwise, no matter how long one sits in meditation, no matter how hard one tries, it is just sitting. It is just trying. There is no fire there, no shakti, no power, no change. It is the gods who control the fire and at this stage help the devotee immensely, bringing him closer and closer to the supreme god Shiva. Quite often the yogi in his deep internalized state may see and vision the feeder form of god Shiva before he begins to blend into the mind of god Shiva, called Satchitananda. It is God and gods in form that help us to find the formless God. The idea there is quite distinct from how meditation is taught in many places today by many teachers. In the Patanjali Yoga Sutras, he uses the term Ishvara Pranidhana. In our own niyamas, it's Ishvara Pujana. So it means roughly the same thing. Pranidhana means devotion to God, and Pujana means, of course, doing puja. So we acquire devotion through God through doing puja. And in Patanjali's system, that's part of the second step. The asanas come as the third step. So even before we learn how to sit, do various postures, we're supposed to cultivate devotion to God, right in the traditional system. But how many modern teachers of meditation focus on that? Perfect your devotion of God before you even bother to sit to meditate. That's basically what the system says. Otherwise, there'll be no fire. There won't be, won't work. You'd just be sitting. In Gurudeva's approach to meditation, I'll say it the other way, in some approaches to meditation, it's used simply as a way of calming down, being quiet. When you sit to meditate, it's almost like having a time out for a child. You know, let's quiet down here. We got all excited. Let's quiet down. Let's be calm. Well, of course, if you're not calm, that's good, but that's not supposed to be the sum total of meditation. It's supposed to be a dynamic state, as Gurudeva says. It's very intense, very dynamic when it's approached in its depth in a profound way. Therefore, what I'm pointing out is even the classic Patanjali's yoga system is a form of monistic theism. It's a form of theism, worshipping, cultivating devotion, which leads us into monism, or realizing our inner oneness with God. It's part of the traditional system. It gets left out these days. So, thank you very much. Om Namah Shivaya. Have a wonderful day.